This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. It is Monday morning, first day of the week, and it's great to be with you. Hey, hey, good morning. Especially for your Pacific side, it is early in the morning for you. It's only 7:30. As we go across the country, then it's 8:30, 9:30, 10:30. And over here in the UK, as you can tell from my voice, I'm a Brit, and it's 3:30 in the afternoon. It is my pleasure to get together with you. This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world, as we said, and we hope we do. We hope we really engage with you and give you food for thought. And you know, you always give us food for thought as well. I love to interact with you. And if you want to be doing some of that this morning or this afternoon, depending whenever you are, then I am running the live Facebook chat room. It's very simple to get in there. Go to the 1-2 Radio website. That's the number 12. radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left hand side. There's an option to chat. It will bring you into the chat room, or if you're already on Facebook, just drop in there. If you're not a Facebook person, fear not. I'm also going to do some card readings for people who can't get in because you might be listening on demand, or maybe you just don't like Facebook, and there's no reason you should. I get it. I just find it quite useful, and I can't get on with the other ones. I'm just TikTok does my head in, and I never did get into Twitter, X, whatever it was called. So anyway, it is a pleasure to have your company. I am looking in the room. I can see some people have dropped in already. Good morning to Shirin, Just Shirin, and Renee, and Laura, and Jean, and Tara Elizabeth. I can see already that some of you are asking for messages, so I will get into the Facebook chat room and do something about that. So here we are, 25th of the 8th, 25. I suppose in the States that works differently for you because you say your date's the other way up. But over here in the UK, it's the 25th of August, 25, which is 25-8-25. I love that because when you do the reduction, 2 and 5 add up to 7. So it's 7-8-7. And I thought I'd look up to make sure I knew what I was talking about. And the number 7 is about intuition or inner wisdom or connecting to your guardian angel. Also in tarot, it tends to be the 7 cards are about fortunate instability. I love that description of it because it means life is moving on. After you've had the 6 card, it means things are evolving if you get a 7 in tarot. I'm thinking of the 7 of earth, 7 of coins. In my deck, it's someone really getting to work and starting to build something. The 7 of water is about making choices. The 7 of fire is standing up for yourself and standing up for your beliefs. What have I missed out? I tell you, I cannot hold 2 thoughts in my brain today. I really can't. What have I not done? Oh, 7 of air. 7 of air is a very interesting one because it's 7 of swords. And of course, the sword suit is always the most challenging. It can be about self-deception. But again, that's a form of moving on. And in fact, in my deck, there's someone running very fast, clutching the swords. It's a very fast energy. So 7. 8-7, or if you're in the States, I guess it's 8-7-7. But either way, it's a powerful numerology today, so maybe we could tap into that and use it. I'm always delighted and honoured to be here on Monday morning preceding the Mark Husson Astrology Hour because it's an honour to be part of the 1-2 family full stop, but it just feels so great to be, I'm going to say, the warm-up act for the boss man at the top of the hour with Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. And I did look at the astrology today to see what is going on because I'm having quite a week, to put it mildly, and it's only just started. And of course, we've gone into Virgo. The sun has gone into Virgo and Venus has moved into Leo. So if you are ruled by Venus, a Libra or a Taurus, but particularly Libra, apparently, it's going to have quite an effect. And I did look up on Mark's Power Peak to see what the wonderful C.A. Brooks had to say about it. And she's saying Venus in dramatic Leo is permission to be fabulous and extravagant. Forget being shy or subtle. Imagine the world as a generator of opportunities, interactions, and accessories for our amusement and adornment. Oh, I do like the sound of that. Thank you, CA. But again, with that numerology, 7, 8, 7, it is very, it feels like that. The numerology matches. It feels very powerful. It's certainly not a time to be shy or withdrawing. I would be surprised if I'm going to pull out the Hermit card today. I'm more likely to pull out one of the Fire cards. And indeed, I have done two cards for today before we came on air because, as I said, if you can't get in the Facebook chat room, that is no problem. Interestingly, what I got was water cards. I got a beautiful 3 of water, which is always about news worth celebrating or engagements or being invited to social events. It can be weddings, it can be pregnancies, it can be graduations. You got the results you wanted. It's all those things to be grateful for and to share them with our, it says on my cards, chosen families, because that can be your real family, your blood ties, or it can be the family we choose, which is our friends. And interestingly, I also thought it's a week when I meditated on this, a week of looking at how we live. What makes life sweet? That to me is Venus in Leo, more than the flamboyance. What makes life sweet? And some of those are huge moments and some of them are little moments. In fact, I can share with you this morning here in England, there's a local community initiative, which I have been, I have to say, quite a minor part of. Some people have been extraordinary. But I live on a beach. And our local controlling council decided in their wisdom, and I put that in inverted commas, to close the toilet facilities, which has been for the last 7 years an absolute nightmare. And you don't want to know what's gone on because you're probably eating your breakfast, but you can imagine what happens when there aren't any facilities and you're near the coast and people are swimming. So we got so frustrated with it. We'd asked the council, and they kept coming up with excuses, red tape. The local parish council kept pointing at the county council, both blaming the other, both making excuses. Till about 4 months ago, we just decided, as humans, we'd had enough. That's it. We're done. So we all went to the council meeting. So many people, hundreds, that they had to hire a bigger room to get us all in. And we literally did the French equivalent of storming the Bastille when they took over, when they were fed up with their royal family. We just took the meeting by storm. I do not think they know what hit them. In fact, the senior councillor hasn't been seen outside his house since, I think it's fair to say. And we just demanded control of the facility and another facility, the steps down to the beach as well. And they were so shocked, they gave it to us. And we have completely renovated the facilities and got them open. And we're having to run it with volunteers. And we're having to charge to go in a little bit because where we live is the countryside. There is no mains drainage. I'll leave those details to your imagination, but it has to be dealt with. And it costs a lot of money. It costs £900 a week, which is about, I think that's up at $1,500 a week to just maintain the facility. And it's all run by volunteers. But what has been wonderful is it's pulled the community together. And as we sit there this morning, we do 2-hour shifts each. And I've been on shift this morning, letting people in and greeting them and making sure the facilities are clean. And we take flowers down there. Even the gentlemen have flowers in their facilities. And they're coming out saying they've never had flowers in their loo before. So it's a beautiful thing to have done. It does make life sweet, and people are coming out and they are so grateful. Even if they approached us to begin with and said, "What do you mean I've got to pay to go in?" And we explain that it has to be run and dealt with. And when they come out, they go, "Oh, I would have paid you double that. That was so lovely. Well done, everybody, the community." So that to me is a prime example of what makes life sweet. It's the coming together of a community to just say, first of all, we're mad as hell. We're not going to take the red tape anymore. Then getting together to solve the problem. And there were many, many problems to solve because the sanitation had to all be ripped out and replaced. And the men of the village who had those skills did it. Other women of the village who had the financial accountancy skills did that. Somebody who understood the social implications did all the safeguarding documents and set everything up and made sure that we're all properly trained. It has just been such a community effort. And that, to me, is one of the things that makes life sweet, how we live. So what's making life sweet in your life with Venus going into Leo? It could be big, like our community project. It could be tiny. But what is making your life sweet today? Venus in Leo. I'm also looking at the clock. I am going to come in and do those readings in a minute. I'll let more people come in the chat room. I was also going to say that one thing I have to do today is get my act together and put my starscopes for September up on my own website, angelhandsheal.com. They are loaded onto One to Listen and they will be there on the 1st of September. The system will automatically pull them through, but I have to put them on my website. And I've suddenly realized I am away next week. I'm actually traveling on business, so I won't be here live on the radio to take you through your starscopes. So as soon as I get off air with this show, I will make sure that I go and put them on my website so you can have a sneak peek if you want to. Just letting you know. So a heads up about that. Okay, I have said I'm going to go and take a look in this Facebook chat room, and I will, because I can see I'm already halfway through the show. So let me just refresh it and see where we are at. Bear with me. I can just find, there we are, answers. Let me tip you all the right way up and form an orderly queue of comments. Okay, so good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton, to Jean McIntosh, to Renee Andrews, to Nadine Zenobi. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, just up the road from me in Cornwall. Thank you for joining me, Jennifer. I know you'd probably rather be out in the sunshine. It is a public holiday here today in the UK, and normally that heralds one certain thing. When all the children are off, it's their last main public holiday before the children go back to school in September, and normally it chucks it down with rain. And this weekend, nobody has told the weather. Shush, don't tell it. It's absolutely baking hot and glorious, and everybody's out on the beach. So, Jennifer, I very much appreciate the fact that you're not out on the beach and you're here in the chat room supporting me. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Good morning to Joni. Good morning to Mary Langdon Vink and to Suzanne Morrissey. Okay, let me go back up to the top of this and see. So, and I can just see Quelly has come in the room as well. Good morning to you, Quelly. So let me get through these readings. Laura would like a message. I am using my Angel Wisdom deck, the new deck, because the last one was so old and so moth-eaten it was sticking. So what message can I give Laura for her highest good on this beautiful, auspicious 787 day? Let me just see, tune into the deck. Let me just clear this deck in case it's picking up stuff from the reading I did, the general reading with the Three of Water, and pull out a card for Laura that way. Okay. Ooh, Laura, I want to be you today. You have got a water card. You have the Nine of Water, Nine of Cups, if you like your standard tarot. It's known as the Wish card. It has a genie on it. Wishes come true. So you're Venus in Leo. What are you going to wish for? You have a magic wand today. I grant you your magic wand. What are you going to go for, Laura? Have a great day. Wouldn't we like to be you? Jean, good morning. 25 is one of your numbers. You would like a card. Family hijinks are rife. Okay, well, that's possibly, you'll have to ask Mark Hossam, but that's possibly also Venus in Leo, because Leo is a very flamboyant sign, and Venus is about our relationships, particularly when connecting to Libra. So you actually have, again, I'm getting all these water cards today. The Moon, it's a major arcana card. It comes with Archangel Haniel. And it's about listening to your intuition and watching for signs. And also it's a card that says unnecessary worry. So if there are family hijinks, just stand and watch it as if you're watching a TV show. You don't have to emotionally engage with it, especially with this card, the Moon. And this card, the Moon, is quite often about revelations that make everything clear. So again, they say to me, if you just stand back and watch it like you're watching a reality TV show, and you're not involved, it may be very revealing what you then notice. I hope that's helpful, Jean. Renee, good morning to you. Good morning to Nadine. I'm very glad you could join me today. You would like a message, if there is time, of course. So let's see what I can do for Nadine. Could we have a card, please, for Nadine's highest good on this incredibly auspicious Monday with Venus in Leo and the numerology 787, and the card comes out. This will teach me to be certain about things. Do you remember at the top of the show I said I would be surprised if I got the Hermit? I've got the Hermit. But the Hermit also doesn't mean shying away in a cave. Part of the meaning of the Hermit, and it comes with the sign Virgo. It is the card that goes with Virgo, and we have the Sun in Virgo. So this is about shining your light, because this comes with Archangel Raziel, the Keeper of Secrets. Raziel knows everything. But Raziel knows everything because it means you've gone inside, you found your truth, and then you come out and you shine your light and you really know who you are. And that's what Raziel is doing, is holding up this light, and there's a fire in front of Raziel. And again, Venus in Leo, the fire energy. So this is really going to be a time, Nadine, when I think that if you listen to your intuition, you will come out and shine. You'll enjoy this Venus in Leo, and you'll know who you are, and you'll really shine in other people's eyes. Good morning to Jennifer Hart. Let's have clear the deck, and you would like a card for the day on this beautiful sunny day in Cornwall. What does Jennifer need to know? If you're wondering where Cornwall is and you look at a map of the UK, there's a little bit right at the bottom. If you're looking at the UK, at the bottom left, there's a bit, the kind of pointy bit. It's called Land's End for good reason, because it is. And it's pointing across to America. Next stop, America. In fact, you can go and stand there and have your picture taken with the sign saying New York. I've forgotten how many thousand miles it is. Might be 8,000. Is that too many? I cannot remember. I'd have to look it up. Anyway, that's where Jennifer and I are. So what card, there we go, could Jennifer have today? All these water cards, endless water cards. This is another water card. It's the Five of Water, Five of Cups. This is someone looking across a stream at a hill on the other side that they want to get to. But they're looking at the stream thinking, how am I going to get across this stream? And the stream represents our emotions. So this card is saying that how we feel about a situation or an obstacle very much informs what's to be done about it or how much success we will have. And I think you know what I mean with this, Jennifer. So it's how you're feeling about that which stands in the way of what you want that's very important that you tap into at the moment. And I hope that will help. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Oh, thank you for that little teddy bear. It's going, hi. Thank you very much. Joni, good morning. Rounding off the month of August, trust your legal matters have sorted out for the best. No chance. I'm still having a wonderful learning lesson that may go on for many months. But thank you. I appreciate your kindness. You would like to see a card to see what's coming your way. So a card for Joni, please. What would you like to tell Joni? Joni Thompson, for her highest good. Oh, there's a card flying out of the deck. Interestingly, I did talk about this card at the top of the show. It is the Seven of Fire. The Seven of Fire is connected to many, many signs. I mean, around here, I've got Mars, I've got Venus, I've got the Moon, I've got Jupiter. It's a very busy card. It means things will happen very quickly. Sometimes it's a sign that we need to stand up for ourselves and our beliefs or have confidence in ourselves. Interestingly, it also talks about challenging those in power. And I did say what happened when we challenged the local council. But it's also a card that says choose your battles wisely. Sometimes it's worth challenging things. And other times you just know somebody is not going to listen to you. So might as well just walk away but hang on to your opinion. So you may be about to have that kind of day. Good morning to Mary Langdon Vink. You would also appreciate a message. I'm clearing the deck because I'm seeing the time clicking away. So what, there we go, that's your card. This time a fire card again. Mary, this is the night of fire and there's a starry sky and a new moon and this night is racing across a desert on horseback. This night is passionate and confident and charismatic and restless. That is the key to this card. It's events that require our immediate attention. And when they do, trust your instincts. Be focused, but trust your instincts. So if you're feeling restless and something's got to be fixed, then listen carefully to your intuition and then go and fix it. Good morning to Suzanne Morrissey. It's lovely to have you here live today as well. Laura, you are very welcome. You like your card for the day. Everybody liked your card for the day. Nadine says the card's very appropriate. I'm glad the angels are on it. And you like the explanation of the hermit. It's true. People think the hermit is about going inside and shying away. And it can be. But it's about going inside to find the truth. Because when you're in a cave and the outside world can't get you, that is where you find out who you are. There was a recent television show or something like that I was watching about a therapy where you go in and you're locked in the dark for days. Personally, I would have a real problem with that. I think I'd be going absolutely crazy within an hour. But it does, because you've got no other field of reference. It really sorts you out. And the hermit is part of that. But it means that when you come out, you are so sure of what it is you want to say, because everything else that was irrelevant has just gone away. You're left with the raw truth. So I'm just going to refresh this page very quickly because I can see I only have minutes of the show left. I was wondering what I was going to talk about today, and here I am running out of time. So let's have a final look and just make sure I haven't missed anybody out, because I don't like to do that. So let's turn this into all comments and whiz down the queue to make sure that I have spoken to everybody. You're very welcome, Mary. She likes her card as well. Okay, I have minutes left to talk about this Sun in Leo and Venus. Sorry, Sun in Virgo and Venus in Leo, which I know Mark Husson is going to be talking about in a couple of minutes' time when he does his astrology hour. I do love his visuals. I mean, you get to see his bird baths and everything else. It's on YouTube. It's just fabulous. So make sure you stay with 1-2 Radio for that. And then, of course, you've got Kat with the Intuition Hour at 9. You have Laurie the Love Sherpa at 10. And Serena, who holds everything together, at 11. So it's going to be a very, very, very busy morning here on 1-2 Radio. I'm going to do one more card for you if you are joining me on demand and you would like a card, because I did a card for today. So this is for you if you're listening to the show on demand. And I have an air card, which is Swords in Standard Tarot. This is the 9, which some people, I know in some tarot decks I've seen, it looks a very unpleasant card. It's really nice in my deck. It is someone who's having a sleepless night. But the message on the card is actually, it's just your thoughts that are spinning you. It's not actually reality. And sometimes we forget that we get caught up in our thoughts and they spin until we have a sleepless night. But actually, it's not reality. Sometimes expecting the worst just gives us a sleepless night. Worrying actually never solved anything apart from make you very, very unhappy, because either it will happen, in which case you can't do anything about it, or it won't happen, in which case, why were you worrying? So I think that leaves me with the wind-up thought. I'm looking at the clock. I am out of time. So thank you so much for your company. I so appreciate you. As I said, I'm not back here live next week. I'm away traveling on business, but I will be back the following week. So until then, have a truly wonderful week. Lots of love to you. Take care. And bye-bye for now.